I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Nepeta, or catmint, is a tough, long-blooming perennial that bees and butterflies love. Of course, one of its members, catnip, is a particular favorite of cats. Unfortunately, catnip isn't the most attractive plant, but kitties love to roll, munch, and sleep on it. If you're having trouble keeping your catnip plants alive, consider the old saying, if you set it, the cats will eat it. If you sow it, the cats won't know it. Cats seem to dismiss seeded catnip, but love the transplants. But enough about Garfield, let's talk about catmint. Catmint is easy to grow and deer and rabbit proof. The gray-green leaves yield white, pink, or lavender-blue colored flowers in early summer. If you snip back the plant after blooming, it'll have another flush of flowers later in summer. Catmint isn't the tidiest plant in the garden. The 2-foot-tall plant's habit can be wild and floppy, especially if you grow larger varieties such as Six Hills Giant and Walker's Low. So it's best to grow catmint cascading over a wall, sprawling under a rose, or filling in between more well-mannered perennials. Some newer varieties, such as Cat's Meow, only grow 12 to 18 inches tall, stay more upright, and have sterile seeds so they're less likely to become a weed in your garden. Catmint thrives on neglect. Adding too much water, compost, or fertilizer will result in lots of long, flimsy stems with few flowers. Catmint will flower happily each year and slowly increase in size over time. Divide plants in early spring to make more catmints. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about okra. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.